What a nice surprise. I get into the pulpits and tons of M&Ms. I don't know where they came from, but I guess I can tie them into my sermon tonight a little. So there's three things we pray for when we pray, Thy kingdom come. We pray for the kingdom of glory, which would include eternal life, archangels and angels, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting, things that you and I probably can't wrap our minds around. That's the kingdom of glory. Then there's the kingdom of grace, which we thank God for because we're not very good at the kingdom of grace, right? We deserve not grace from God. We deserve his punishment because we haven't kept his Ten Commandments. And when we are called to give grace, we're not always the best at doing that. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Doesn't always go so well. So we thank God that he is a gracious God who forgives our sins from Jesus dying on the cross for us. Then there's the kingdom of power. The kingdom of power is the one you and I know well. It's the one that we see and experience. It's the kingdom of which God controls and preserves and sustains our daily life and earth and the planets. The fact that God can keep the planets where they are or the orbits that going in the right space. I'm not a scientist, so correct me if I'm wrong. The sun is the right distance away from the earth. If it was too far away, we'd get too cold and die. If it was too close, we'd burn up. Our bodies, our eyeballs, the layers of skin, the detail of the DNA, the animal kingdom, it's all how God preserves his creation. It's the kingdom of power. Now, we as repentant Christians, we're fine with God being the king of the kingdom of glory. Because I don't know about you, but I've never seen an angel or an archangel. And I'm not good at creating life or especially eternal life. Humans, we can make our lives, you know, last an extra 10 years maybe. But eternity, nobody's done that before. So God, you can be the king of the kingdom of glory. And the king of the kingdom of grace, we said, yeah, you got to be the king of the kingdom of grace because we are not good at that and we need it from a good and gracious God. But the king of the kingdom of power, we don't like to give that one up. We like to be the king and the queens of the kingdom of power. Now, when we pray, Thy kingdom come, though, Jesus would have us remember that we're praying that God is the king of all three kingdoms, including the kingdom of power. But by nature, we don't think so. We don't confess that too easily. We think that all we have is ours because we earned it. So I must have earned the M&Ms because they're in my pulpit. But that's not true. That's really not true. We don't own all that we have. We don't earn all we have. Oh, on a surface level, it might be true. We go to work, we get a paycheck, we buy things. But God gives us everything we have. He is the giver of all good gifts. The problem when we think that we own all that we have and that we're the king and the queens of the kingdom of power is things tend to go wrong, right? Car accidents happen. Cancer happens. The candidates we vote for don't do the things we voted them to do for sometimes. Stock markets go up, but then they go down. IRAs become smaller. Plans we made for retirement don't happen the way we planned them. Sometimes things happen to our kids or grandkids. The world sometimes falls apart. Our bodies fall apart. And we realize quickly that we have no power to fix these things. Only God does. And then the problem comes, we're tempted. We're tempted to, on the one hand, worry about the things that aren't going right or the things we don't have. And the second temptation is then to blame God for things not going right, right? The world in our life experience is pretty good at bringing us back to the reality that we're not the king of the kingdom of power. You don't have to look far. Life will rear its head, and we then call out for help to God. And the good news is that Jesus, when he has us pray, Thy kingdom come, he wants us to know the gospel truth as well. The world will teach us the law without trying very hard, that we're not the kings and kingdom, or the kings and queen of the kingdom of power. But God, Jesus, wants us to know the gospel truth. And we see two truths of this gospel in our two readings. In the Old Testament, Moses gathers the people. They've been wandering the wilderness for 40 years. In a wilderness, a desert. And he says, look at the clothes you got on and the sandals you got on. They're not worn out. Who did that? God. And he said, remember the time that King Og and the king of Heshbon, they all came out and they were going to destroy us. We're just a bunch of shepherds. They had armies. They had walled cities. We defeated them. So when you look back in your life, remember, God is the one who provides everything. That's what Moses' message was then. And in the gospel lesson and the famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has all these people gather around him, and they're human, just like you and me, and he knows what's on their hearts and mind. It's hard for them to wrap their minds around glory, and they may not be ready for grace, so he gives them a reminder about the kingdom of power. He says, I know you're worried about this stuff, where your paycheck's going to come, where you're going to eat, what you're going to eat, how you're going to be clothed. He said, look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field. God takes care of these things. Don't worry about these things. The Gentiles, they run after these things. God knows that you need these things. He will provide. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So in the Old Testament, Moses points and God points us to look back in life and see how God has taken care of us. And in the New Testament, the gospel, Jesus points us to right now and forward, reminding us God's going to take care of us. And so when we get the kingdom of power right, when we confess it correctly, recognize that all we have is not really ours, it's God's. He gives it to us. And then we receive it with thanksgiving and thanksgiving. And then we look forward in the future to how he's going to continue to provide for us. When we get this kingdom right, then we get correctly the other two kingdoms that matter most. The kingdom of grace, which forgives us all of our sins, especially when we get the kingdom of power wrong. Jesus forgives us for that. And then the kingdom of glory, which brings the kingdom of power and grace together in this beautiful picture of resurrected body and life everlasting. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.